Well, Christian, as we look what's happening in the markets, I think for many grain producers are ready for this week to be over, to maybe hopefully see some positives come for next week. The weather has had definitely a strong hand influence in how we've seen the grains trade.
It absolutely has, and you know, it ended up July so far has been one of the wettest months, and you know, most of the weather forecast coming into this year, and even when we were in mid-June or so, was not for this to be as wet, and it was supposed to be warmer. We're getting through the heat as we speak, but looking forward, you know, it looks a little cooler and looks a little wetter too. So that has changed a lot, and obviously the market it affects the most is the soybeans. Soybeans are down pretty hard today. Now here are some key levels you need to watch on November beans. You're currently at around 980, went down to 966. 985 would be a key level to watch on a close today. If you get back above that, we'll see if some demand arises, and if the market can bounce back, the next level then would be the 1021 level, which broke obviously yesterday, and last night's high was 1016. If you're close below 985, then you're going to be looking at a market where you're going to find some more selling coming in. So the other thing I want to see is, you know, do we have demand on this break? Demand for beans has been good up to this point, but sometimes when you break hard, people just, you know, stop buying for a little while just to see how far things can go. So soybeans are the biggest mover. The other market I think that we need to speak about is the wheat market, and the reason for that is milling wheat in Europe is up about 75 cents for the month, and wheat honestly is leading the way today. With European wheat going up, and it is the milling quality wheat now. We have a lot of low-protein wheat in the world because we've had some big crops, but the protein's not there. So that is trying to pull our wheat market a little bit higher. You know, corn's been struggling here. Obviously, the weather, a lot of weather premiums come out of that market. But if wheat can bounce a little bit more, that will lend some support, at least to the corn market.
You know, with all the craziness, I mean, the volatility that you've been talking about, is it difficult at this point, especially when guys are irrigating in our neck of the woods, to be able to kind of disconnect themselves from the emotional side of dealing with these market prices?
Well, emotions are a huge part of markets, and now with the bigger moves that you've been seeing, you know, in the last several years, that is a huge part of it. So emotions run high, you know, especially when prices trend to the lower side like this for producers. And, sometimes you just kind of have to step away from it. But, you know, you want to try and make the best decision that you can based on what's going on. The other thing that I think is important to bring up is just the simple fact that of the funds. The funds went short corn last week. So obviously in the last 5 weeks they've sold a good 280,000 contracts. It'll be interesting to see if they want to press the short side of the market here. I'm sure they'll be short this afternoon. The question is, how short do they want to get here? They're already short the wheat, so they'd be looking at buying that back. But how much technical damage, you know, have we done to this market to where they might want to press it further?
Jump over to the livestock side, a very closely watched from everything I've been reading about. Cattle on feed report, and then we'll throw in a cold storage report as well today.
Yeah, we got some fundamental news. I always like to tell people that a lot of times we have big moves before the cattle on feed report and or cold storage, but when they fall on the same day, it's definitely a time to take note of what has happened. We've had obviously a big move to the downside in the market. We're trying to recover a little bit today, but you know, sometimes we see price change when we see this cattle on feed, but like I said, we have kind of definitely traded lower into this. The cutouts are still struggling. You know, we've been down for quite a few days in a row there. Movement, I would say, is just okay. Cash trade was early in the week, and that was, you know, $2 to even $3 lower for the week. So there's definitely some more, you know, negative news in the market, but seasonally, you should be looking for a low anytime in the next week or two. And technically, the market is you know, pretty low as far as that goes. So I always, though, caution people whenever you see cattle on feed and or cold storage that you could see a possible change in direction.
What about for the hogs? I mean, they've had some struggles this week, but it's nice to see some green moving back into their screen today.
Yeah, hogs are extremely oversold, and we can talk about RSI levels and some of those things, and sometimes, you know, that market, you can get it to extremely oversold values, but this is some of the most oversold market that I've seen in a long time. We have a lot of hogs coming to market. Now, the prices that are recovering today the most are the back months, and we're talking about December and April of next year. Sometimes you see bottoms, you see the back market starting to, you know, to come back up, and that's what you are seeing. I think you did have some timing come in yesterday that, you know, maybe you've put a low in and the market could recover a little bit based on that. The funds are still very long that market, so you might just see rallies met with some selling. You got a lot of pigs coming to the market. We'll see where the cold storage comes out. I see the estimate at 559. So, you know, if we get surprised on that, maybe our domestic demand's a little bit better than anticipated. But as far as a technical standpoint, we've fallen hard, we've fallen fast, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some recovery in that market.